Cape Talk. You can call us on 021 446 0567.
In the wake of the terrible tragedy at Hoër Skool Driehoek in Vanderbijl Park, where that bridge collapsed, killing several school children and injuring several dozen others, I received a message from one of our listeners pointing out that all schools are meant to have a school safety committee, which should be checking facilities for potential danger points to pupils and making sure that the school is a safe place for them. We thought we'd find out more about that concept from the Provincial Education Department today, and we'll also touch base with them around the opening of applications for next year's new intake of pupils in grade 1 and grade 8. A couple of little wobbles with the pilot system online on Friday. We'll get an update on that in just a moment. Great pleasure to welcome WCED's Director of Communications, Brona Hammond. And Brona, I know you've stepped out of a meeting to chat to us. Appreciate your time. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon to your listeners.
Let's start with the School Safety Committee. Is our listener correct in saying that every school should have one?
Well, I said to your colleague that, you know, we do have school safety committees in the Western Cape. It's part of our Safe Schools initiative, but they focus more on the physical infrastructure of the school in terms of safety and security, in terms of violence and threats of violence. But all school governing bodies should have someone that is responsible to, in terms of looking out for the infrastructure of the school, you know, whether it's small maintenance concerns into huge infrastructure concerns, where they should then ensure that an emergency maintenance form is submitted, and then a person can come out and determine if it is something that is required emergency maintenance.
So a person on the ground who is keeping an eye on things and noticing what needs to be done and then alerting the WCED, rather than expecting somebody from WCED to come and inspect every school regularly. Is that correct?
No, certainly not. Because at the end of the day, even this person who's on the school governing body or adherent, you know, they're not structural engineers. You know, even the Driehoek disaster, I should say, because it was the principal walked under that concrete block every single day, and he himself said he saw nothing about it that it would concern him, you know, because he isn't a structural engineer. So what we do is get the Department of Public Works, and they go out every 5 years to a school and they assess the infrastructure of the school and the life cycle of that infrastructure. So they can say, you know, this one would we actually need to come back in 2 years' time and replace it. And then that gets placed on a priority list, and we get scheduled maintenance for that. We also have, we spend about $500 million each year on scheduled maintenance, and then also a significant amount of money on actually replacing schools that are built with inappropriate infrastructure. So we do have a specific plan in place to address maintenance, and as I said, they are based on those five-year investigations by the Department of Public Works. We see the life cycle of a roof or a wall, and then we can go back and address it when we feel that it is required.
Okay, thank you for explaining that. Brona, just before we move away from this topic, parents, when assessing schools that they're planning to send their children to, do they have the right to then go and ask a school governing body, do we have this committee in place? If not, why not? Can we get one started? Should they be asking that kind of question?
Yes, well, first of all, every school should have a safety committee. But as I said, those infrastructure issues might not be dealt with within that safety committee, but there should be someone in the school governing body that would be responsible for it. And if, yes, a parent does have a concern, then they should address it to the principal. And we welcome any principal to send in an emergency maintenance request, but obviously we would need to assess it with the professionals and get their opinion.
Okay. Brona, then let's just quickly get an update on the application process. As we mentioned last week, Friday was the opening of the window for parents wanting to apply for places in grade 1 and grade 8 in 2020. You did tell us last week, or one of your colleagues did, that you're testing a pilot program with about 350 schools for which you need to both apply at the school and apply online. I understand there were a couple of wobbles on Friday given the huge amount of traffic onto the site. Is everything up and running properly today?
Yes, we did have a large amount of traffic, which we tried to resolve early in the morning. That was resolved, but we had a bit of an issue with those parents that had registered previous to the site opening on Friday. So those parents, we've actually asked for them to re-register in the system, and we've actually had great feedback so far. I know I've been receiving tweets that some parents are still experiencing problems. They must please contact the district office. But I went to school this morning, and they said they didn't have one problem with any of the registrations, and they're very surprised how easy it has been. But yes, it's, I'm sure it's very frustrating to parents who are trying and not getting through. But it also shows that parents are taking this seriously, and that is the most important thing, is that parents are trying to apply early. And thank you for highlighting this, because we just want to remind parents that they must apply before the 15th of March.
Brona Hammond, thank you so much. I know you've got to get back to a meeting, so we'll wrap there. Just a reminder, 15 March is the deadline for applications. Not all schools have got to have the online process simultaneously. It is a list of 350 schools. And if the school you're interested in hasn't informed you directly, just double check on the site. It's very easy to locate the list of schools and check if the one you're interested is on that list or not. If it's not, you only have to do the forms direct to the school itself. I'm going through the process with one of my children. I could get in on Friday, but then couldn't print the document when it was finished. I left it, went back to it on Saturday afternoon, and everything was going fine by then. So there's a full month window. Please don't panic if you're struggling to get in today. This is the reason why they're doing this as a pilot phased in approach, rather than everybody all online at the same time. So do be a little bit patient, and if you are continuing to struggle to get through on the online system, then please do contact the district office. Somebody's SMS'd asking 15 March deadline for us, but when do the schools have to let us know by? The final notification of places is due to go out on the 7th of June, so there is quite a long wait. I know many schools will do interviews in between, etc., but 15 March is the deadline for parent applications. 7 June is when schools need to notify parents of their application, whether it was successful or unsuccessful.